Welcome to Paranormal Partners.
Welcome. Maybe we should change our name to be like Paranormal Thricers or something, because Timber's always here.
Yeah. Timber's always part of the group, aren't you, girl?
She always is. We always have to cut her barking out, and sometimes we just leave it.
Yeah, if we're feeling lazy, we'll leave a little wolf in there for you.
Oh, hi, Timber. Are you going to join us today?
Oh, she's coming right up to the microphone. Can we get a little cameo, Timber?
Well, Timber, we're talking about something you know a lot about, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Your cousin Bigfoot.
Yes, Timber's big cousin, or Timber's little cousin, Bigfoot.
Timber is big. So welcome to another week of Paranormal Partners. This is week 3 in quarantine. We're still hanging in there. It's been rough. We are late, as you've noticed, with coming out with this episode.
Because of Easter. Don't hate us.
But we do celebrate Easter. And so we took Sunday off, the day we usually record.
So there, haters.
If you don't celebrate Easter, though, that's cool, too. It's nice to just take a day off every now and then, you know?
It is.
So let me just, I know I'm going to forget. We, like, literally never say anything at the end of our podcast anymore because I always forget. Let me just plug, find us on Facebook, Paranormal Partners. Super easy to search that up. Can't forget. Find us on Instagram, also Paranormal Partners. Actually, I think it's Paranormal _ Partners.
I think it's Paranormal Partners. Or is it just
We'll just search Paranormal Partners. I'm sure we're one of the top choices because there's not a whole lot of...
I think it's Paranormal Partners, people.
...partnerships out there that are paranormal. But if you are, that's cool. And you know what you should do? You should send us a message on Facebook or Instagram telling us your story so we can read it for our Encounters episodes.
Next week.
Which are every other week. Of course, we got another one coming for you next week. I actually found a really, really good story to share with you next week already.
Ooh, I'm super excited. Planning ahead, are we?
I am. Let's dive right into our dog's cousin's best friend, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. And I'm doing the alternative, Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape is absolutely amazing. Don't get me started on Skunk Ape. I'll talk to you about Skunk Ape in a second. So what most people know about Bigfoot is the typical...
Jack like Lynx.
What? You think it'd be jerky?
Yep.
No, I mean like just the typical looks like a... Oh my God, Timber. I'm sorry, you guys. Timber is being way too cute right now. She gets really excited when we talk about Bigfoot because she has a Bigfoot squeaky toy that is probably her favorite
She
toy.
Loves it so much. She always whimpers when she has it because she loves it so much.
I think she actually thinks it's like a baby animal. Look at her. Look at us. She knows we're talking about Bigfoot. Don't you, Timber?
You know we're talking about Bigfoot, don't you?
Ironically, I also... got a Bigfoot tattoo, so this is very near and dear to my heart. I had to get a goat. Well, I have a ghost on my ankle as my very first tattoo, but I had to put Bigfoot on my other ankle. And aliens are going somewhere on my body. Not sure yet. I'm gonna wait until they probe me and then get the tattoo on the mark from the little suction things they'll put on my head. You know,
uh-oh.
Or my body. You know the things they put on you if you're gonna have like a. EKG or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So I'll just get one of the, like, I'll get a spaceship tattooed of the mark that's left on me.
Okay.
Tattoo. Anyway, back to Bigfoot. So, what most people know, looks like an ape or some kind of ape-like creature, walks on 2 feet usually, and is a big hairy man that likes to pose with one arm forward and another arm back.
Eat
and has large
beef jerky.
Feet and eat beef jerky. But what a lot of people don't know is that the legend of Bigfoot actually predates the name Bigfoot. So Sasquatches, right, is like, I don't know if politically correct is the right way of calling it. I don't know if Bigfoot gets political correctness, but Sasquatch is like the name, like the universal name that everyone knows. Bigfoot is the American name that we have given it. But... like I said, the details in this kind of creature that's all similar, just details, or details, details differ culturally and throughout the world. So they all, a lot of cultures have the same kind of Bigfoot-like creature, Sasquatch creature appearing in it. So most of them describe them as the same, being some kind of wild man or hairy man, although names describe common actions that it was said to perform, such as eating clams or shaking trees.
Perfect.
I have no idea how to pronounce this, per usual. I literally never know how to pronounce anything. I should probably try to use the Google Translate speak it thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Text to speech.
Yeah. So it's like Nalaka Pamux. I have no idea what that means. But basically, there's a story that's told in Lytton, British Columbia in 1898. So,
quite old.
Yeah, quite old, except Bigfoot is actually thought to be like hundreds of years old, like even before this. But this is just one version of it where they named the creature Salishan, which is a variant meaning the benign-faced one. Really interesting. A lot creepier. So members of the Lummi tell tales about Tisemekwi, the local version of Bigfoot. And the stories are similar to each other in general descriptions of Tisemekwi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I feel so bad to pronounce Bigfoot's name wrong. But details differ among various family accounts concerning the creature's diet and activities. Some regional versions tell of more threatening creatures. The Stayaha, or the Kiwi-Kiwi-Yai, were a nocturnal race, and children were warned against saying the name, lest the monster hear you and come carry you off, and sometimes be killed, usually.
Perfect.
Usually it always ends in death.
Perfect.
So you're not supposed to say this name, or else Bigfoot will come kill you. But I would beg to differ. I think Bigfoot is a gentle giant. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's definitely at least an omnivore.
If he's out there, which I would like to believe that he is, I think he just wants to be left alone. And
definitely.
That's why he is nicknamed the social distancing champion.
Exactly.
Because he just wants
doesn't
to
spread COVID.
But in 1847, there's some similar accounts about this hairy creature that will come carry you off by some Native Americans, which they called them or described them as a race of cannibalistic wild men living on the peak of Mount St. Helens in southern Washington state. A lot of the sightings of Bigfoot are actually in Washington and Oregon. I think I read that there's somewhere around like two-thirds maybe? Either one-third or two-thirds of the reports come from those areas.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. So Bigfoot must have his like nest up there.
I mean, I think there's more than one Bigfoot.
Bigfoots. Do you think they actually have nests?
I mean, I wouldn't say, I wouldn't use nest to describe it, but I'm sure they
like
have...
Like a bird's nest. Like, I mean, Bigfoot sits in his bird nest.
No.
Okay, this is why I kind of...
I don't
of,
think it's a bird's nest.
Okay, this is why I kind
it's
of...
It's not a bird.
Think about this. Remember we went to the paranormal conference last year?
Yes.
And they talked about how... I really wish I could remember the details exactly, but there was this Bigfoot hunting group that was there. And they talked about how they went on this Native American reservation who actually believes in Bigfoot as part of their culture. Like, Bigfoot represents... Actually, they don't call him Bigfoot, but I'm just going to call him Bigfoot for our sake. He represents, like, a pillar. I can't remember which one. But, like, a characteristic, like, a value that you would install. So, like, respect or loyalty. I think it's loyalty.
I think it was wisdom.
Wisdom. Something along those lines. And so they went on this Native American reservation that like believes in Bigfoot. It's a huge part of their culture. And they found these giant, like, I don't know what else to call them other than nests, but they're like giant forts built out of wood that are
fort before nest.
Yeah. It looks like a nest because it's so tightly woven together, but they look like a fort, if that makes sense. So like imagine nest materials, how like, you know how birds like meticulously like wind their straw and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's like that, but with sticks. And
it's a dam.
Giant.
It's an above ground dam.
It does look like a giant dam. And there were several accounts, like when that Bigfoot hunting group went there, they even showed like videos and stuff. They showed like they were getting rocks thrown at them. And a common thing that it seems like a lot of people experience with Bigfoot is that he likes to throw rocks. I don't know why. Or she. I guess I don't know why I keep referring to Bigfoot as a he.
Yeah, I definitely think it doesn't want to hurt people because it would attack it people.
No, yeah, I think it's just trying to like ward them off. You know, like leave my nest alone.
100%.
This is my nest. So Bigfoot is like very old, or Sasquatches are very old. So I actually found some really interesting encounters people had with Bigfoot.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Let me just get it.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so this one, I love the title of this. It's called Bigfoot in the Quarry. Bigfoot in the Quarry.
Bigfoot in the Quarry.
All right. So around 8 years ago, me and some friends used to spend our weekends spelunking. Do you know what spelunking is?
Yep.
Like cave.
Yep.
Exploring. I've always wanted to do that, but I know you don't like that kind of stuff.
I do not like spelunking.
Maybe Timber will go with
me. Not my cup of tea. No, thank you.
So we used to go spelunking and exploring abandoned places at night. We didn't vandalize or anything. We would just go to take cool pictures and spook each other out. There's an old abandoned rock quarry in our county that a lot of Bigfoot's messing me up.
Oh.
Actually, there's a lot of theories out there. I love the idea that Bigfoot actually has, like, some kind of, like,
psychic powers.
Or some, like, abilities. One of the things that same Bigfoot hunting group that we met brought up was that they think Bigfoot could possibly, like, time travel. Which is, like, crazy. I know this literally sounds like ancient aliens kind of stuff. Like, but for real, I think it's actually a worthwhile theory that, I mean, why else have we not seen him but, like, every culture around the world has some kind of version of Sasquatch.
I agree.
So.
I agree 100%.
Food for thought. So there's an old abandoned rock quarry in our county a lot of teenagers go to and throw parties and get drunk. I had never been down there before. Good. You don't need to get drunk. At least socially.
Go home. You can if you want to.
You can if you want, but I like drinking at home alone. So I hadn't been down there before, but my friends had been, and they were a few years older than me and had partied down there before. There's a huge hill that you have to park your vehicle at the top and cross a gate and walk down the hill to reach the quarry. There's a huge pile of rocks in the middle of the land outside the actual quarry cave. Lots of old equipment and broken down bulldozers. We ventured into the quarry cave, probably 200 feet in, took some pictures, and went back outside. There was standing water, inside, and we wanted to be as safe as possible, not knowing how sturdy the ceiling was or how deep the water was. Coming outside, we kept hearing some really strange animal-like noises. We live in rural Kentucky, so we see bobcats, mountain lions, and bears a lot, but usually deep in the woods, which we weren't at the time. We usually always carried a machete for tearing weeds down and just for safety in general. Good. You should always carry something on you.
Especially, always. Especially. I was going to say, especially when you go to school, but then I thought that wouldn't be appropriate.
Wow, yeah.
Definitely not at school.
That's so dark. I mean,
I didn't mean it. I didn't even mean it in that way.
I know. You should always carry, like, pepper spray with you, though. Like, always.
Definitely always carry pepper spray.
You never
pepper
know.
Spray is so underrated, but people get pepper gel because if you spray pepper spray in a confined space, it'll get in your eyes too, people.
It's really sad, though, because I know, like, you have to always be careful, no matter where you think you are, if you think you're in a safe space. And, I think it was last year or the year before that, a girl was, like a really good college golfer was out practicing, and she was attacked on her campus golf field, like, when she was by herself practicing, and she was murdered.
Yeah.
And if she would have had something like pepper spray or pepper gel, like, maybe there was a chance, you know, for her to live. It's just so sad. But anyway, that's my talking to for you guys. Always carry something like that.
Always.
You can never be too careful. So anyways, we were standing outside of the quarry cave, and we were hearing this weird growling. Not like a bear or a dog. Not like anything we had ever heard before. We had flashlights, and we shined them around looking on the hills surrounding us and found these huge greenish-reddish eyes staring at us.
Ew.
We all look at each other like, what the F is that? And whatever it was standing at least 9 feet tall. Fun fact, most of the time, Bigfoot is depicted as being between 7 and 9 feet tall.
It's pretty big.
He's a tall guy. But it was standing like a human, not like a bear would. It was massive, and we could see fur, and its head was massive. Okay, so according to this person, they said its eyes were a good foot or two apart.
What?
How could you imagine being 9 feet tall and your feet two, or your eyes 2 feet apart?
Got a damn hammerhead shark up there.
Oh my god. I'm just picturing Bigfoot with a hammerhead shark head, but great. Somebody draw that, please. We kept staring there, looking at it, honestly in shock. We started walking fast up the hill, and it was following us along the hill line. We finally made it to the gate, and we turned around, and it was standing around 30 feet away from us. What we seen wasn't a bear. I've seen black bears around my house plenty of times. We still talk about it to this day. I still believe it was Bigfoot, and my friend thinks it was, too. We have looked up information about descriptions of other people's sightings, and our sounds very similar to others, especially the eyes. So,
what, it's a common feature that Bigfoots look like hammerhead sharks?
No, I think the, like, glowing, like, greenish-red eyes is something that people commonly experience.
Sure.
He's also...
I saw Bigfoot underwater.
You know, oh my gosh. What if, that is why we can't find Bigfoot. Because he lives underwater.
It's about 9 foot long. Its eyes are a foot apart. And it's a shark.
It's a shark. It's baby shark. Baby Bigfoot. No, it's really interesting. Most people describe Bigfoot or Sasquatch as being, as either having black fur, brown fur, or red fur. But what's interesting is, like...
ginger Bigfoot.
No, listen, no. Aw, Eric, I have pretty much, I have, like, ginger hair.
Ugh, gingers have no souls.
Oh, my God. I have a soul, and so does Bigfoot. So, next. It's interesting how I always thought that, like, the only difference between, like, Bigfoot and, like, a Yeti and the skunk ape is, like, the color of the fur.
Okay.
Which I still think is a possibility.
I think it's a regional thing.
But I think it is a regional thing. Just like an Arctic fox, like, okay, a wild fox. Just like
panther, cougar.
Yeah. Or, like, a wild, think of the red fox, which is in, like, our foresty areas, and the Arctic fox with its white fur in the white areas. Like, it needs white fur to blend in with the snow.
Definitely.
Same with the Yeti. So, like, I'm kind of thinking about it, and it's, like, they have to be all related. I mean, I've always thought that, but I just felt like I needed to bring that up again. So, Timber's a North American Bigfoot. She has black fur, but then she must have crossbreeded with the Yeti because she has white fur also, so... I guess we'll have to do one of those DNA tests, like,
test 23 mine. And me?
Yeah.
Or, like, Timber, like, 12 and me or something?
Test my dog?
Something.
So
how many chromosomes do dogs have?
I don't even know how many chromosomes I have. You're, how many chromosomes do people have? 42, 43, 46, something like that?
I think, because it's 23
I actually matching have, ones. Truly,
I don't know.
I have no idea. But speaking of DNA testing, did you know that Bigfoot is actually a case that is open with the FBI?
Really?
Really, really, really with an alien, man. A lot of people like to think, though... Well, it's not, like, what you're thinking, though. So, where I was going with that is a lot of people like to bring up this idea or entertain this idea that the FBI is, like, on it. Like, they got Bigfoot and they're, like, tracking them down, like spies.
Like, on it, on it.
But actually what happened was there was this Bigfoot researching group, and they found these hairs... It was 15 hairs, which is a really odd number of hairs to have found.
It's a decent clump.
But, okay, so they found these hairs, and they were trying to DNA test it, and they couldn't DNA test it, as anything. Like, they were not getting any results at all. So they sent it to the FBI and said, we cannot ID what this hair is. Can you, being the FBI and having so many more tools than we probably have, DNA test it and see what it comes back as? Unfortunately, it did not come back as Bigfoot hair. It was actually something related to a deer.
Okay.
It didn't say that it was actually a deer, but something related to a deer. So, yes, FBI does have a track on Bigfoot. But no, they are not actively looking for him. There's just a case open from this random DNA testing of hair that ended up being deer hair.
Wow,
what an odd tale to tell. But I'm just saying, you could go around saying that the FBI has a case on Bigfoot and they're tracking him. They probably do. They probably have. That's probably
I mean, that's something probably that always mind boggles me is how they bought Skinwalker Ranch.
Well, duh. How else are they going to keep track of the aliens? I mean, if they're not letting us in Area 51, they have to just take everything away. So they had to take away Skinwalker Ranch.
I know. It's weird how there's, like, little concentrated areas. You'd imagine that they'd just be everywhere, not just these concentrated areas.
There's so much that we just don't know about our fun friends, the mystical creatures. Wait, no, I have one more story I have to read.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
She's got a lot of them today.
I'm sorry. I just love Bigfoot. Like,
all right, Timber, do you want to read next, or do you want me to go?
Timber's going to read this one. It's called My Possible Bigfoot Experience by Timber.
Oh.
Just kidding. It is called My Possible Bigfoot Experience, though. So it says, I've only shared this experience with a few people in the years since it happened. It was the first Tuesday of Pennsylvania deer rifle season, December 3rd, 2013. I've always been an avid hunter, and I would wake up very early in the morning to get into the woods before daylight, which that's so creepy. Like, kudos to, like, hunters and stuff like that, because there's no way I could sit anywhere in the dark by myself.
Yeah.
Or, like, fishing, too. Like, people get up before the sun rises to get fishing. Like, now I think about that time that guy went down to the lake and saw what I'm pretty sure was, like, a Wendigo or a Skinwalker or something. Remember that one about the glowing thing on the bridge that he saw by the water?
No.
And his dog was going crazy. Like, literally a timber move. Pulling a timber move? Oh, my gosh.
Timber barks at everything.
Well, I still think about that story. It haunts me in my dreams. But, where was I? Oh, yes. I would be in the woods at 4:30 in the morning, having to hunt on state game lands, which meant beating other people into the woods to get a decent spot. When I got to the parking area around 4:15 a.m., no one else was there. So I walked into the woods, not using a flashlight, only walking by moonlight. I walked through a field into the tree line and started up my path to my spot. I came to the intersection in the path. One way went left and down the mountain. The other went right. I went right because my spot was on the other side. Roughly 50 yards after making that right-hand turn, I smelled what I could only describe as hot garbage. And there was Eric.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. But really, he did. He smelled hot garbage, which I can exactly envision that smell in my head. And he said, it hit me in the face. Like I mean, hot dumpster juice in the middle of August.
Ugh.
So I stopped dead, turned on my flashlight, expecting to see piles of garbage, but nothing. No garbage, nothing dead, just hot garbage smell. Keep in mind, this is in December, and it's cold out, so high 20s to low 30s. So even if there was garbage, it shouldn't smell that bad. The only possible explanation is a skunk ape. So I kind of thought nothing of it. I followed the path to my spot, which was down over the ridge from the garbage smell, roughly maybe 40 feet down that leads into a grass field where I would sit. I set up my seat, get settled in for about 2 minutes, and that's when the rocks start coming down the ridge. Again, this ape-like creature, actually, we have no idea, but this creature is throwing rocks. This like happens with almost every Bigfoot encounter. Either he's staring at somebody or he's throwing rocks at somebody.
I think it'd be scary to get stared at.
I wouldn't want to be stared down by Bigfoot. He would definitely win the staring contest.
Yeah.
First rock startled me, causing me to turn on my light again, scanning the field hoping to see eye reflection of a deer, but nothing was there. I sat back down. Another rock comes down the ridge. This time I stand up to go out into the grass field with the flashlight and the pistol that I carry while hunting. Scanned again and nothing. Purposely waited in the field for about 5 minutes. Now I'm getting angry, assuming another hunter is messing with me because I'm in their spot. I sit down again. The third rock, sounding larger than the others, comes tumbling down the ridge. I don't get up this time. Not 2 minutes after that, another rock, not tumbled, but sounded as though it was thrown off the ridge and landed in the field. Now I'm pissed. I gather up my gear and started back up the trail to the ridge. I get on top of the ridge, scanning with my light the whole time, and there's nothing. No eyes, no other hunter. I get to the spot where I smelled the hot garbage. Nothing. The smell is gone. Finally, it clicked in my head. It may not have even been another person, possibly something else. I've heard other stories of people's Bigfoot experiences, a lot of which remark about how they smell. F this. I all but ran out of the woods, and to top it all off, there were no other vehicles in the parking lot area when I got out of the woods.
Ooh.
So, this person said they added on to it that they were at the Pennsylvania State Game Lands 229. If you hunt there, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and that spooks you, but who knows? Maybe you won't encounter Bigfoot or Skunk Ape. So the person said, I later come to find out that a coworker of mine had actually seen a bipedal cross in front of his car within 2 miles of the location of my experience. So I think that pretty much well confirms it, that he saw a Bigfoot or a Skunk Ape, I guess.
Could the bipedal have been a person, though?
No, of course not. It was Bigfoot. If it was a person, he would have said, I saw a human. He said, I saw a bipedal.
Okay.
Which means 9-foot-tall, smelly Bigfoot.
Okay.
I'm interested to hear from you, though, about Skunk Ape and a lot of people saying that Bigfoot smells. But does he... So are people coming across Bigfoots or are they coming across Skunk Apes? Good question, huh? Or does Bigfoot just smell? Timber thinks so. She just laughed. I swear Timber laughs like a human.
Yeah, it's
weird. That's so weird.
So there's a person named Dave Sheely.
Sheely?
Yes. Who claims he is the Jane Goodall of Skunk Apes.
Oh, my God. That's my life goal, to be the Jane Goodall of Sasquatch. Goals.
So he had his first encounter with a skunk ape when he was 10 years old. Ooh. It was 1974, a few years ago, after his father had come upon a few set of footprints.
Why does he talk like a cowboy from the 1800s?
Left by the creature. An Everglades version of Bigfoot named for its supposedly pungent odor.
Wait. So, back this up. Cowboy. So he saw Bigfoot in the Everglades?
Yes.
You know, probably until 2012.
Yes, let's hear your guess.
No. I always thought the Everglades were mountains.
No, I did too.
Because Everglades just sounds like a mountain name, doesn't it?
I did too. I think it was because I Magic Kingdom, you know, that mountain one?
You mean like Disney World Magic Kingdom?
No, not Magic Kingdom. The Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom? Still talking about Disney World?
The amusement park that's like Disney, but it's all about animals.
So that is Disney World. Disney World has several different parts. There's Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom.
I've never been to Animal Kingdom.
I haven't either, but there's a ride on there that's a mountain, and I always thought the mountain was part of the Everglades.
Like the real Everglades? Or yeah. Like it was supposed to be fake Everglades?
The real Everglades.
How do you know there was a mountain there? If you've never been to Animal Kingdom.
I just heard from friends.
Or conspiracy. You're lying because you're a ghost.
Wow, this just got weird.
You're dead and you've been to Animal Kingdom.
And I died in the Everglades. What a thing to lie about.
No, I just feel like, isn't glade a word for a mountain? Or did I just make this up?
I thought that too. I don't know.
I think I probably just made that up. Everglades are swamps, you guys. Swamps. And that's where the skunk ape lives. So please continue.
It was walking across the swamp, and my brother spotted it first, but I couldn't see it over the grass.
Now I he sounds like Steve enough, Irwin.
Sheely said, my brother picked me up, and I saw it about 100 yards away. We were kids, and we heard about it, and knew for sure what we was looking at.
I swear to God, 10 different voices have talked already.
But completely covered with hair. He and his brother stared at the creature.
I am having such a hard time following your story. Okay, please summarize what you just said, because I was too distracted.
They saw a creature in the tall grass.
Of the Everglades.
Yeah.
Where at, in Florida?
Yeah.
Is that the only place the Everglades are? Oh my God, you guys, I don't know. I feel so dumb. I should probably.
But so his brother picked him up to help see him.
To see the skunk ape?
Yes. And they stood and stared.
Why is that their first thought to, like, see the ape instead of, like, run?
Because they're amazed by it.
I'd run.
So this dude's 50 years old now, and it's been, like, 4 decades, and he's spent them pursuing the skunk ape. And he's, in the 4 decades, has caught it on 3 occasions.
Ooh.
He's written a field guide, made TV appearances, and continuously, I mean, honestly, 3 times is pretty impressive. 3 other times.
Yeah, that is actually extremely impressive, because people go their entire lives looking for
it. And respectable, because you know someone's not lying if they spend 40 years and only see it 3 times.
True. That's just such a magical number. Like, this guy didn't make it up if he's seen him 3 times in his whole life. I believe him.
So, let's see. In July of 2000,
right.
Shout out me turning 2, he captured an encounter on video.
Ooh, is there a video you're going to watch?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
He claims it was about 8 foot tall.
Okay, keep in mind this is 2000, so they don't have, like, super great editing.
8 feet tall, and he said that it was running about 22 miles per hour. Through 1 foot high.
It's so shaky.
Oops.
Like, I wonder if he's just scared or like.
He's zoomed in.
Well, how far away was he from it?
Probably pretty far.
Dave Shelley's 2000 skunk ape capture? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
So he said he was going 22 miles per hour in 1 foot deep water, which a human couldn't do.
Well, but. Okay. Let me see this skunk ape. It walks really human-like. That's what's, like, concerning for me. Because, like, I feel like...
To me, that does not look like a human.
Well, it doesn't look like a human, but he walks human-like.
Yeah, but that's the skunk... The Bigfoot's telltale character.
Know, look at that. No, there's no way that is real. I don't believe this one bit. It would not walk like that. It wouldn't walk like the stereotypical Bigfoot hoax.
I don't know. Where it swings Look at its that. Arms. Look at it. Why would it run randomly like that?
I just don't think it would run like that, like swing its arms like that, like a human does when they run. Like
monkeys do.
Yeah, but they don't run like that though. Like
look monkeys
up,
do.
No, look up a video of a monkey running. It's not as like graceful as like back and forth, like a human runner is like literally they swing their arms perfectly in line. If you watch monkeys run, it's disagree. Not the same way.
I mean, what's to say they wouldn't be closer to a human, though?
I mean, they could be. There's a lot of theories that they're some kind of form of, like hominoid, like
yeah,
an ancient kind of...
So why couldn't they walk breed? Similar to a human?
They could.
So why does that...
But where are they hiding at, though? Where are they at, though? I don't know. Okay, so we have one believer in the Dave... Is his name David?
Dave Shealy.
One believer in the Dave Shealy video, one skeptic. I don't know. I don't know. It seems a little fishy. But I'd like to believe that skunk ape is real. And the last 3 years I've gone to Florida, I've always literally kept my eye out for skunk ape. Do you remember me telling you that when I went to Florida? And I was like,
yeah, I do. Ape. Well, to summarize some other points. There's some crazy stuff throughout that town. There's sheriffs who have seen bipedals.
Sheriffs?
Yes.
How do you know it's not just humans? Said Eric.
Okay.
I'm teasing. I totally believe it. How come they haven't
so many
have they
people
shot at them? Or?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm glad they didn't know.
I mean, I don't want Bigfoot to die. I don't want Skunk Ape to die. Don't get me wrong. But I really just went, like...
Don't shoot Bigfoot people.
Tranquilize him.
No, don't mess with Bigfoot.
I just want to see Bigfoot.
Let him live peacefully, people.
Oh, watch. I say I want to see Bigfoot, and Timmer go grabs her Bigfoot toy. She's so smart.
But, so he lives on, like, this huge acreage, and he claims that Bigfoot lives out there as well.
David Shealy?
Dave Shealy,
oh,
yeah.
Dave. Gosh, darn
and
it.
So he has a gift shop there,
uh-huh.
And there's always evidence. Like there's footprints found often,
really?
And he has tours there.
Interesting.
Where you can stay and go on expeditions in the deep Everglades with him.
Well, I know what we're doing on our next trip to Florida.
Yeah, we should do it.
Bigfoot hunting. I would love to do that, although I'm really scared of crocodiles and alligators.
Yeah, and there's a gift shop. Crocodiles. There's some cool stuff in his gift shop, too, honestly. But, you know, honestly, like, as dope as that sounds,
yeah,
it's like 40 years seeing it three times. Man.
But it's something as amazing and magical as Bigfoot. I feel like it's worth it. Like, it's literally worth it to see him for even a second.
That's like a lottery.
It is like a lottery. But he's won it three times. That's like one in a billion chance. One in a couple hundred million chance. I have no idea. But I personally find it worth it. And if you're in Florida, in the Everglades, go on this Bigfoot trip, and it's definitely something that you can't do anywhere else in the world, because I'm pretty sure the Everglades are only in Florida. So it's true. Well, with that, do we have anything else to add about our friend Bigfoot?
Yes, hold on. Okay. Calculator. Oh. So if we get 40 times 365.
Right.
That is 14,600. Divided
days?
Man, I'm not good at math.
What are you trying to figure out?
The percent chance that.
Ooh, yeah, boy, I don't know.
Well,
we just know that he spent 14,600 days looking for Bigfoot, and he saw him three times. Three times. Would it be 14,600 divided by three?
No.
Divided by, oh wait, it'd be times 0.3, right? Times 0.3?
Think so.
Or 0.03, because that'd be 30. Sorry. 14,600.
14,680.
14,600, times 0.03.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, if you know my app. If you know math, go ahead and add us on, Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And go ahead and tell us what 14,680 seeing Bigfoot 3 days out of 14,680 days.
Out of 40 years.
40 years. But
three times out of 40 years.
Three times out of 40 years. What's the percentage of seeing Bigfoot? A new age
this is going to annoy me. This is going to annoy me.
Can you just Google calculator that translates percentage?
No, I don't think I can figure it. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
I hope my math teacher is not going to listen to this, because he's going to be like, ha-ha, I told you. It's like, shut up, Mr. So-and-so.
I literally can't remember.
This is one time in my life when this is applicable.
Yeah, it is very important to know what your chances are of saying Bigfoot.
Yeah, so whatever.
So please follow us on Instagram. Again, it's my third time saying this.
Yeah, don't, we don't Facebook. Have to blast
wait,
us.
Follow us on Facebook. And if you want to read some more good stories, go ahead and head on over to ParanormalAF.com. You can also listen there for free. So if you're discontinuing your Spotify, Google Play, or Apple Podcast, and you still want to hang around with us, you can find us on there. And